This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Ryan Kilmeade for his weekly visit tomorrow on 97.1 FM Talk. And I feel, Sue, like we're burying our fish fry promos because we're finally at the last one. And I need to mention we're going to be in Millstown, Illinois, Ott's Tavern this Friday with a full roundtable of live Sue's News. And we're going to hang out in the 5 o'clock hour. We think that Congressman Boss might swing by for a visit, but we would love to see you. This is historic, ladies and gentlemen. It's our first fish fry stop in the state of Illinois. J.B. Pritzker has tried to ban us. We went to the Supreme Court. It was overruled. We're going to be able to be at Millstadt on Friday afternoon. I have promoted this particular story a couple times this afternoon because it's just one of those things that anyone with common sense, including many of you, if you're on the left, would say, are you kidding me? And Colin Wright has written about this. He is a fellow at the Manhattan Institute, but he wrote about this in the City Journal. In Colorado, misgendering your child could lose you custody. It's a little complicated. We're going to explain it. But Colin, how are you? Welcome to 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis.
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
This is kind of nuts. We hear about these stories. You know, a lot of us here in St. Louis, we consider some of this ground zero on the so-called gender-affirming care because we had a big clinic here at Wash U and a whistleblower named Jamie Reed who brought all this a couple of years ago to the, you know, the top of the conversation. A lot of good things have happened since then, but apparently not in Colorado, right?
Yeah, they've been doing a lot of crazy stuff. I mean, I just testified on a bill a few weeks ago that was making it a jailable offense to misgender dead people on their death certificate. And so this is just this latest one that uses, you know, that would make misgendering or dead naming your son or daughter a form of coercive control and a deciding factor in custody disputes. You know, it's just sort of adding on to this layer of insanity that we see in Colorado.
Okay, but let me go back to the first layer that you mentioned, because this is quite something. Because this is a bill that you're telling me is on the desk of Governor Jared Polis, where you have death certificates which cannot, you know, misgender people, and that's going to be somehow against the law in Colorado?
Yeah, exactly. So the people who certified death certificates, if anyone in the family comes forward and says, you know, this person had wished to have been, you know, referred by this sex on the birth certificate, they use these pronouns in life, and you're required by law, it's about to be signed, it appears, to use the person's preferred pronouns or preferred sex on their death certificate. And as I made a point in the piece, you know, like death certificates, death records in general, these aren't like a tribute to someone's how they self-identified in life. Like these are used in public health data, you know, when we're looking at how people died. So adding this sort of error into death certificates really has effects on the living, you know, because we use this for public health stuff.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
That is amazing. All right, so then that brings us to House Bill 251312, which would make dead naming and misgendering children, if you don't use their preferred name or pronouns, a factor in child custody disputes. So this is the Kelly Loving Act. Explain what's going on here, and is this something that also passed in Colorado?
So this bill passed the House. It's going to move on to the Senate, and it's likely to pass the Senate because they have a pretty wide majority, and it's almost certainly going to get signed by Governor Polis if he gets it on his desk. So basically, this bill makes it so that when looking or in, when making child custody decisions in family court, it's going to look at whether one parent or the other has engaged in, you know, misgendering, as they say, so using a kid's pronouns that they don't self-identify with.
So for a real life example, if I call Will Thomas, Will Thomas, that's misgendering Will Thomas, right?
That would be dead naming Will Thomas.
Yes, oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
Will Thomas goes by Leah Thomas. But if you were to refer to Will Thomas as he or a man, then that would be the misgendering as well.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. Just want to make sure we have all that clear. Yes.
Yeah. it's defining these as a term of coercive control, which is a form of like domestic abuse for your kids. So it's on par with like if you were to be hitting your child or something like that. Basically, misgendering and dead naming your kid is going to be lumped in the same category.
Now, Colin, was there any, this is where I kind of hope, because we do have common sense liberals, Democrats here in Missouri. Not many of them, but there are some, right? Were there any Democrats in Colorado that said, you know what, this is goofy? Because 90% of the American people think it's goofy, but we're still going to vote for it? That's basically what they're saying.
Every single Democrat that was able to vote on, I think it was 38, which is all of them voted for it, and a bunch of Republicans voted against it. I think only 8 Republicans sort of abstained from the vote. But every Democrat that was in the House in Colorado approved this bill.
All right,
so we'll see what the Senate says about it.
I want to play this audio. I played this earlier. This is fascinating. I think this is from the debate over this bill, but somebody raises a question in the legislature. You hear the conversation, then the two people at the end make this wild accusation here.
We'd heard from multiple witnesses that this bill has been worked on for over a year. I will say I learned about this bill yesterday. It was introduced Friday evening. I really am curious about how much stakeholdering went on both sides of the issue. And if parent groups that are not a part of the LGBT community, if they were involved.
A well-stakeholded bill does not need to be discussed with hate groups.
Exactly.
And we don't ask someone passing civil rights legislation to go ask the KKK their opinion.
But I agree. There's no reason to go to the table with people who are echoing the hateful rhetoric going around about the trans community.
So, Colin, let's be very clear here. What they're saying is that parent groups outside of the Alphabet Mafia are hate groups. If you have a different perspective on this issue, which, by the way, is founded in science, then you're a member of a hate group. That is quite something, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyone who just disagrees or has a different view on this, which, as you mentioned, is the view of every systematic evidence review that has been conducted to date that has shown that gender-affirming care is not beneficial, and that social transitioning, using a kid's preferred pronouns and preferred name, this has a tendency of cementing a kid's gender dysphoria, making them less likely to desist and more likely to go on and take these cross-sex hormones that permanently change their body and pursue surgery. So anyone who disagrees with that whole thing is apparently the equivalent of the KKK, a Nazi, a hate group, et cetera. So, yeah, this is the type of rhetoric that is always used. I mean, they go straight to all the way at 11 when they make these accusations, because it's just a way of shutting down the other side immediately.
By the way, I want to mention this, and I did you a little bit of a disservice in the introduction, because part of your credentials, you're an evolutionary biologist. So you know a little bit about this from a scientific perspective.
I do, yeah.
Well, I think that's important to mention, and I love the way that you closed this column that was in City Journal, because what's happening here, and I don't even know if Colorado realizes, they're going exactly against where the rest of the country really is trending right now, but you said this is precisely the opposite of the truth. Kids with gender dysphoria and the parents who refuse to lie to them deserve better. This has been well documented. You look at the CAST report from overseas. Do the people in Colorado, are they just absolutely closing down their eyes to any of the evidence that's out there on this so-called gender-affirming care? Because it seems like they're ignoring everything.
They do ignore everything. They have their own set of journalists that report slanted views of all these things. The CAST Review is this fundamentally flawed document. You know, these are the narratives they put forth. And this is an incredible disservice to the kids who are confused about their gender, who are caught up in this ideology. Because if you talk to people who have detransitioned, the kids who were transitioned, who had surgeries, who regret their decision, it's often a skeptical parent who, like, maintained a tether to reality that helped them get out of this mindset and eventually come to accept their bodies and live a healthy life, not as a permanent medical patient, you know, who's going to be dependent on having external hormones for the rest of their lives or medical complications from surgeries that they underwent. So these parents who would have been the ones that would have provided this buffer, this way for them to desist, they're now going to be considered the abusive parent, and they're more likely to lose custody in this new bill.
I want you to explain one more thing from the piece that I think is interesting, because you ask a very interesting question to people who support all this, and it involves this figure of 97.5% persistence after social transition. So first of all, explain what that means, and then why your question is so important.
Yeah, because we know that before this idea of socially transitioning kids happens, which is using their preferred name, their preferred pronouns, dressing them up as the opposite sex or whatever sex they want to dress up as. We know that the kids who haven't gone through this, if you just let them grow up normally, about 80% of them tend to desist from a transgender identity naturally. And they'll end up, most of them go on to become just normal gay or lesbian adults, but otherwise totally healthy. But if you socially transition a kid, the moment that they adopt these new pronouns and names, if you affirm them and you say, you know what, your little boy is actually your little girl, this has a tendency of cementing this gender dysphoria. And about 97.5% of kids who are socially transitioned never desist, whereas 80% would if you had left them alone and not socially transitioned them. So if anything is a form of coercive control or abuse or anything, it would be performing this extreme psychosocial intervention on kids that's essentially lying to them about basic biological reality and making them more likely to go on and pursue hormones and invasive surgeries at a very young age.
Well stated, Colin Wright. Thank you so much for writing about this, and I really appreciate you joining me here in St. Louis on 97.1 FM Talk. Good stuff. I appreciate it. Thanks, Colin. Hey.
Thank you.
Take care. We got audio cut of the day coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.